good Friday morning. Today's show is brought to you by The Grinch and a host of area businesses that want to tell you about some of their gift certificate offers this holiday season. But first, let's start off with a little news. An intense moment of road rage on I-24 in the summer of 2023 turned into some courtroom drama yesterday. Laurie Yates, a Marion resident, shared how a tractor-trailer driver fired bullets into her SUV when she and her teenage nephew were traveling on the interstate back from Nashville last August. But her testimony wasn't for a jury. 60-year-old defendant Leland Blake of Dallas, Texas, entered a guilty plea just before trial. Blake now faces up to 8 years in prison, with formal sentencing set for early March. For the full story, including which includes a real fire in the courtroom and some changes in Kentucky's felony laws, you'll want to read this entire article, which will be in next week's Crittenden Press. Now, some things I want to remind you about. We've gone over quite a bit, but a whole lot going on this weekend with holiday events. Tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3 p.m., you can't park on Main Street. That's to make room for the Marion Christmas Parade, which starts at dark on Saturday. You know, and there's going to be all kinds of stuff kicking into gear this weekend as we head full steam toward Christmas. And it all starts tonight with the Fredonia Christmas Parade. There are several other holiday events on tap all day tomorrow in Marion, starting with the Grinch at Foes Hall during the day. The parade will start right at dusk, around 5 p.m. Mr. Claus will be out at the fairgrounds afterwards for a chili supper with Santa, presented by the Crittenden County Lions Club. Also on Saturday night and on Sunday afternoon will be the first performances of the Living Christmas Tree. So, hey, grab your ticket to all these events. A whole lot going on. Santa's going to be around. Bring the kids out. Enjoy some family time this weekend in Marion, Kentucky. Speaking of opportunity for the children, let's hear a little bit more about the event out at Foes Hall that has the Grinch as the main attractant.
Kids will love a day of fun-filled activities during a free event presented by the CAF, Crittenden County Public Library, and FCCLA. There will be a reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, craft stations, a scavenger hunt, and a visit from Santa. The event is from 10 a.m. till noon, Saturday, December 7th at Foes Hall.
So that's tomorrow morning over at Foes Hall. Wonderful Dr. Seuss event. Great for the kids. Okay, here's a trivia question for you. How many streetlights are there in Fredonia, Kentucky? How many streetlights in Fredonia, Kentucky? Here's a clue. It's a whole lot more than most folks might think. The little town over on the edge of Caldwell County, right across the Crittenden County border on Highway 641, is getting new LED streetlights. All over town, going to brighten up everything down there. You can read in next week's paper all the details about this. But what I want you to do is be the first to text the actual number of streetlights in Fredonia to the Crittenden Press. That phone number is 270-965-3191. Again, 270-965-3191. Text your answer, the number of streetlights in Fredonia, and the first person that gets it right will get a free gift certificate to a full year of the Crittenden Press. Now, you can keep it for yourself, or you can gift that for someone. Makes a great stocking stuffer. And speaking of great gifts and stocking stuffers, here is a message from various local boutiques and businesses that really offer some cool stuff to give for gifts or, again, perfect stocking stuffers. Listen in.
The women on your list will love a spa and beauty gift certificate. consider a gift from Double Take Salon, Soul to Soul Reflexology, Misty Roberts, licensed massage therapist, manicures and pedicures from Megan Jackson, or how about Botox from Rochelle Wydatis, or all the beauty services from Lindsay Sizemore at Elle Cosmetics and The Barbershop. All of these individuals are represented on an ad in this week's Crittenden Press. Pick one up and get phone numbers and details to surprise the ladies on your list this Christmas.
Look, fellas, this is a great opportunity to really put a smile on that special gal's face. Check these things out. They love this kind of stuff, and you will be the greatest Christmas giver of all. Look in this week's Crittenden Press and get all those details and get you a gift certificate and avoid going to the mall. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Of course, basketball is in full swing now, and we'll catch you up on all the latest with that in just a moment. However, we want to get started with football because the high school football playoffs start this morning up in Lexington, and Class A is at 11 a.m. Owensboro Catholic, Owensboro Catholic in Class 2A takes on Beechwood at 3 p.m., and then Sean Thompson, Crittenden County graduate, and his son Avery at Paducah Tillman will take on Franklin County in the 4A state championship at 7 p.m. Now tomorrow, Union County starts the day at in the 11 a.m. game, again up at Kroger Field. They will take on Christian Academy of Louisville, and Zach Beverly, a Crittenden County graduate, is a football coach over in Brave Nation, and we're going to visit just a moment with Zach Beverly and hear about what he's looking forward to tomorrow in the state championship game. So, Zach, what's it like to be still coaching football a couple of weeks away from Christmas?
Well, one thing's for sure, it's definitely somewhere I've never been. It's uncharted territory. It's a great feeling just to be a part of something that I know this community has never had a run at a state title. I know at least back home, we at least had one in Crittenden, you know, the 85 state championship team. Everybody always talks about it. But here, this is all new territory for everybody, even the county. It was pretty awesome just to be a part of it and to be able to participate in it.
Sure, and it'll be one they will continue to talk about for generations to come. So tell us, what are your responsibilities there with the Union County team? What do you coach?
So here I'm mainly a middle school coach, but one thing that I did when I first came here, I wanted to kind of do what we did back home at Crittenden was, you know, implement the middle school coaches with the high school coaching staff, just make it one big family, basically. And I don't know if that's how they did it before. Regardless, it doesn't matter, but that's how it's been ever since. And going on 9 years now, still been the majority of a middle school coach, but, you know, playing a part in the high school level, kind of what I do with the high school team is I'm up in the booth and I kind of relay information, things that I see, formations that they set up, stuff like that, you know, and, you know, most importantly, make sure you got 11 men on the field.
Sure. What do you know about Cal, Louisville Christian Academy? I know they're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, I've watched some film on them. They look pretty solid. That quarterback is a playmaker. I know that for sure. He's, you know, I saw some stats on him. He's, you know, got 3,500 passing yards. He's right under a hair of 1,000 yards for rushing. Whenever I look to watch film, get him a little under pressure, he throws the ball pretty, you know, pretty bad. So we just got to apply a little pressure, I think, and he'll make some mistakes. But only, you know, flip side of that is the boy can run too. So, you know, if we do get pressure on him, we got to make sure we have somebody watching him and making sure he doesn't get out of the pocket and run on us.
And you guys have a pretty special running back too this year,
Jaron Johnson.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of coaching him 7th, 8th grade year and then see him go from freshman to a senior this year. He is definitely by far, I think, one of the most underrated players here at Union County forever, you know, at all in general. And that, from that aspect, he's very tough. I know everybody says he's a little undersized, a little short for that matter, but he makes up with it with strength and determination, because the one thing I knew when I first met the kid was he was determined to be a winner. even at the middle school level, and I knew he'd go on to do great things at the high school level after that.
So do you feel some pressure on you? Is there some pressure on the coaching staff going into this as your first chance to play for a championship, or is it just, you know, hey, we're here now, whatever happens now is just gravy, huh?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that there's always going to be pressure because, you know, your expectation is to win. You always go into the game and you want to win. I think all the coaches are locked in from what I've seen and heard. You know, we're all in a coaching chat with each other, and everybody seems locked in. Even the players seem locked in. And it's, to me, it's we ain't got nothing to lose. We've already made history. Union County's first appearance in state title, so we've made it this far. I think we just got to finish the job, finish the game, and play and win, and we will. We got every opportunity to win, I think. Mm-hmm.
All right, Zach Beverly, appreciate you coming on talking with us. A 2003 graduate of Crittenden County High School, and you're going to the state championship game, 3A title game. That's the early game on Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. It's at 12 on Saturday.
Yeah, 11 o'clock our time, I believe, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck up there, Zach, and appreciate you.
Appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to playing the game.
Now to basketball. The Lady Rockets won a very nice game on Wednesday, a rare Wednesday evening basketball game as part of the Marshall County Hoop Fest, which is a huge, historic, very prestigious tournament down in Marshall County. And it opened with some girls basketball on Wednesday night, and again, Lady Rockets won that game 61-59 in come from behind fashion. Actually, they were shot pretty poorly early, and finally got it going in the second half, largely thanks to Morgan Stewart, who came off the bench and scored 16 points, including six in a row down the stretch there, as the Lady Rockets kind of took command, built a seven-point lead late in the fourth quarter. And Todd Central, he came back from that and whittled it back down and made it a really, really close game, 1 point within the last minute, and Lady Rockets prevail in that 61-59.
And some upcoming games for 5th District teams. Livingston Central will host Fort Campbell tonight in a boys' game. Also in boys' competition, Trigg County will be at Todd Central. As far as the girls go, Livingston County tonight will be at Muhlenberg County. In Thursday night basketball action, junior guard Elliot Evans scored 13 points to lead Crittenden County's girls to a 59-41 win over Union County at Rocket Arena. Anna Boone and Briston Rushing had 10 apiece as Crittenden remains undefeated at 3-0 to start the season. In boys action at Rocket Arena on Thursday night, Cameron Belcher scored 18 points, and the Rocket offense showed great improvement but lost its second game in a row to start the season, falling 61-44 to Union County. The Braves' Cameron Miller scored 24 for his team. In other action around the area in girls basketball, Graves County beat Lyon 75-55, and the Caldwell girls beat McLean County 43-30.
And in outdoors, wild turkey hunters will be back afield this weekend. The turkey shotgun season opens tomorrow, Saturday, and runs through December 13th. Now, you can take two turkeys with a shotgun, but only one can be a gobbler with a beard over 3 inches. So and then you can only take one turkey a day during the fall season. And you certainly do not want to run afoul of the Fish and Wildlife folks, because this spring, game wardens discovered that a 59-year-old man from Drakesboro, Kentucky, Timothy Smithwick, was illegally guiding hunts and baiting his property for turkeys. Investigators found violations that included 8 counts of illegal turkey taking, illegal guiding, and being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm.
five of his out-of-state clients, hunters who came in from other areas, were also cited. One was arrested for fleeing after he tried to run off and hide his unplugged shotgun. Some had illegal drugs with them, and others had illegal electronic turkey calls. So stay on the right side of the law and do right by the critters. And remember, you can find much more about all of these stories that we've talked about in the Crittenden Press. It will be out on Wednesday, your new edition will. You can get that in the traditional newspaper form or in e-edition where you get it right on your phone. Let us know if you want to be one of our new subscribers. We're getting a whole lot of the folks around joining in on that email version where it just pops up on your smartphone. Pretty handy to have with you, and you can even refer back to it whenever you want. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Get out this weekend and enjoy all of the festivities in the area. You'll have a great time.